Okay, I'm recording now.
Okay, I'm recording now too.
I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having to lose the Scrambia!
It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshall and Rish believe they have something interesting to say. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall.
And this is Rish.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
And we're here to do a quick and dirty little mini episode of Star Wars. Delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, maybe, Marshall, we can do many, many episodes in the future.
I like that. Many, many episodes. That sounds good. Well, there's a reason that we wanted to get together today, wasn't there, Rish?
Well, yeah. How did you find out about it?
I found out about it from you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was this morning online, and my friend Big Anklevich IM'd me, and he said, "Did you hear the news?" And I was like, "Oh no, somebody else has died." But it wasn't quite so bad. It's the Star Wars Episode 7 now has a title.
You asked me if I had heard about it, and I had to go look it up real quick before I could answer you. So, the new title, or the title for Episode 7 is The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
What's your take on that, Rish?
I don't know. I mean, it's not awful. But I think I would have liked it better if it had been Awakening of the Force. Does that feels more Star Warsy to me?
Yeah, it's got more of a like Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, that kind of thing.
But maybe that's more wordy.
Yeah. I think it's a good enough title, I guess. I'm not sure what that tells us about the plot or what that tells us about what's upcoming. And maybe it's not supposed to. Is that to make us assume that the Force was asleep after Return of the Jedi?
I don't know. Because they tossed out all of the expanded universe, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Other than what they're creating now. So none of the Thrawn stuff is in there in between.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's easy to say that, you know, the Sith or the dark side has been asleep for a long time. But they didn't call it the Dark Side Awakens. They're talking about the Force. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe suddenly we discover a whole bunch of new potential Jedi, or maybe we discover a bunch of Jedi that are out there, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, because I get that's true. When we leave at the end of Return of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker is the really only Jedi that we know of that's out there. Everybody else is turned into a blue haze. So maybe that's what it's talking about. That the Jedi are reawakening.
Yeah, that could well be what the movie is about. Maybe he gets a bunch of young people together and opens up a new Jedi Academy kind of thing where he will instruct and then all they will go out and find new people and instruct them. And it'll be like it once was, you know, and before the dark times, before the Empire.
Right. I don't know if you remember talking about this, but many, many months ago, there was a rumored title for the movie. The rumor was that it was going to be called The Ancient Fear.
The Ancient Fear.
The Ancient Fear.
See, that sounds like the Phantom Menace, doesn't it? The Ancient Fear.
It does. So I do like The Force Awakens better than that one.
Well, yeah, one sounds negative and one sounds positive. I mean, I don't know that that's necessary. Like, you know, Revenge of the Sith is a very negative title.
Yes. And
The Empire Strikes Back is a very negative title. Although it is the best one.
It is.
But yeah, like A New Hope is a very positive one. I feel like it's on par with that. You know, the beginning of something good is The Force Awakening.
Yeah. Yeah. So where do you think it ranks? It's definitely above Attack of the Clones and The Phantom Menace. Where do you think it ranks as far as the other titles that are out there?
Oh, geez. I don't know, because I was too young to have issues or anything with the original trilogy titles. You know, they just were always called that. I didn't even remember when Return of the Jedi was Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah, other than hearing about that afterwards, I didn't know about that either.
That's just what they were called. You know, there was a lot of head scratching when The Phantom Menace was announced. I think it was in late 1998, around this time in 1998. And people were like, oh, that's terrible. And then other people were saying, well, it sounds like an installment in a serial, like an old movie serial. And that's probably what it's meant to invoke. And this sort of feels like that. Well, it feels like the first chapter in something. The yeah. Force Awakens. And
they're historically, you know, Lucas has always kind of fashioned them after the old Flash Gordon serials, like you're saying. So The Empire Strikes Back would be, you know, something that would fit into that category. And, you know, maybe even something like Attack of the Clones, even though that doesn't really tell you very much. And the other thing, I guess, is that, you know, A New Hope wasn't the original title. Of course, we know it was just Star Wars. And A New Hope has been added on to help it fit in with everything else. Other than, I guess it was in the title crawl at the beginning.
Right, but that wasn't until after Empire had come out that it became Episode 4. Empire was the first one with one of those episodes at the beginning. Are you old enough to remember before it was called A New Hope?
I should be old enough to know. I didn't realize that when Star Wars originally came out, it didn't have A New Hope in Episode 4 in the title crawl.
Right. It was just called Star Wars in the crawl.
Huh.
And then for the re-release, after Empire had been released, we got a Episode 4, A New Hope. And I was just a little kid. I have no idea if people were like, Episode 5 for Empire Strikes Back, but...
Huh, yeah. See, I learn something every time I talk to you, Rish. No, that's pretty cool.
But Big hates it when people call Star Wars A New Hope.
Right.
And I am just kind of okay with it. I don't really care. I hate it when people call Star Wars Episode 4.
Yeah.
Because I go, oh shoot, just a second. Give me a second. I'm going to count on my fingers. Oh, Star Wars, you mean. But that's just me.
Yeah, just seems to cheapen that a little bit.
But do you think people will stop saying Episode 7 and just start saying The Force Awakens?
Well, yeah, that was interesting that it doesn't say Star Wars Episode 7. That's kind of a different take on what they did were started with the prequels.
Oh, you don't think it'll be Star Wars Episode 7 : The Force Awakens?
I don't. The way that the pictures that I've seen, it just shows Star Wars with The Force Awakens there. It doesn't say Episode 7.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it probably will in at the beginning, in the title crawl, but that's it's kind of an interesting take. Maybe that's they're trying to, since many Star Wars movies are coming out, maybe they're trying to change the style of that. At least in the title.
Yeah, it might be a good idea, especially if they're going to have spin-off movies. Do you think it'll be confusing if, like, every other year there is an episode movie and the rest of the time it's just Star Wars Boba Fett? You know? Star Wars FX7. Sorry, I'm just trying to come up with somebody really, really obscure that could get his own movie.
What's the name
Star of... Star Wars Dexter Jetser.
Oh, there you go. What's the name of the fish-faced guy that flies with Lando?
Nine-Num.
Nine-Num, there you go.
It will give him his own episode, at least his own mini-sode.
There you go.
Well, that's probably a bad idea, isn't it?
I think so. Maybe a cartoon series.
Well, Is there anything else you want to say about it? Have you talked to anybody who's absolutely disgusted with this new title?
No. I've either seen positive comments or kind of meh comments. Like, oh, it's a title. It's not terrible. It's kind of the...
Well, okay. I'm sorry. Let me give you one more really, really terrible title. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. You know, it could have been way, way worse than The Force Awakens.
It could have been. That's true. I guess the other thing that I don't know if you saw in the news about what Anthony Daniels said about the movie.
I'm trying to remember. Did he say the script was better than the Empire Strikes Back script?
Yeah, he said no movie sequel is better than the Empire Strikes Back. You might eat those words for Christmas dinner in 2015. Joy and indigestion to the world. So he's saying it might be better than Empire Strikes Back.
See, those are words that are going to come back to haunt you, though. Part of why Empire Strikes Back is so great is because they could have just made a sequel, you know, the same movie again, the further adventures kind of thing, another installment. But instead, they like notched everything up way higher and made it much more personal and you know, much more serious and all that stuff, which seems to fly in the face of how Hollywood makes sequels.
Right.
It's like, well, we want to crank these out as many as we can. So we don't want to switch things up and we don't want people to burn out already on these things. You know, let's just make three or four movies that are the same. We'll make Men in Black 2 the same as Men in Black 1.
Right.
The surprisingness of Empire Strikes Back and just how they built on Star Wars and then just worked harder, it almost seems, on the second one.
Yeah, so he's almost claiming that this bumps it up an extra level from there.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll know a year from now, but he's setting us up for a lot of expectations.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so much anticipation and so much lead up to it, where Empire Strikes Back was just the second, you know, nobody knew what to expect. So it did a great job of changing the entire landscape of what we thought of Star Wars, where it's a lot harder to do that at this point.
Yeah, because if you change it too much, it won't feel like Star Wars.
Right, yep.
But if you have too many nods and parallel scenes, and what would Lucas always call those? They'd be like musical motifs or repetitions kind of thing. If you have too many of those, then it starts to feel like, oh, you know, you guys are just throwing all this in as fan service, and this isn't its own movie.
Yep. So I guess this it doesn't, as far as my anticipation of the next movie, it doesn't do anything to harm it, but it didn't really, you know, the title didn't really amp up my excitement either. It's just kind of, okay, we're moving along, we have a title now, let's see what happens in a year.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's not poetry, you know, it's not some title where you're like, wow, that is such a great, oh, that's so cool, I gotta write that down. But, you know, it's not Quantum of Solace either. It's just...
That's exactly the one I was thinking of, too. Quantum of Solace.
And, you know, we have seen really good movies with bad titles, like Edge of Tomorrow. And then we've seen really bad movies with good titles, and so... You can't judge just based on that, just like you can't judge by the poster or...
Right.
I don't know. When we see the first trailer, probably next summer, it will be weird to see what people say if people immediately start praising or scorning it based on what tiny bit you see in the teaser.
Yeah, people are now that's the next thing. You know, I've heard people say, well, I wonder when the teaser trailer is going to come out. Now that we've had this little drop of the hat, now everybody's anticipating the next glance or the next step.
Well, they've succeeded then. Because yeah. I'm sure they announced the title so that people would talk about it. And then pretty soon they'll announce something else. I mean, maybe we'll see like official photos of all the cast in uniform. So that we'll all go, oh, hey, look at that. Cool. Oh, and then there'll be something else after that. Just give us a little bit of time. Remind us it's coming.
Well, hey, that's that's what we wanted to talk about, give our first impressions of the title. Well, we'll leave you to your regularly scheduled program, and we might do more of these little mini episodes.
Right. In the same way, we want to remind people that we exist.
We do. And if you'd like to contact us and let us know how we're doing, you can reach us at delusionsofgrandeurpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and we have our own page on Facebook. If you want to get on there and say what you think of The Force Awakens. I couldn't remember for a second there. I'm curious what other people think.
Yeah, get on there and let us know. Let us know what you think. All right, Rish, I'm out of here.
All right, I have been Rish Outfield.
And I've been Marshall Latham. May the Force be with you.
Good night. Oh, yes, always. I almost missed that. Can you imagine there's like some Jedi Council meeting? And they're like, okay, well, that's everything. See you next month. And somebody's like, whoa. You didn't say may the Force be with you. You guys, we always end that way. It's like, oh, yes, sorry. For 1,000 generations, we have ended with may the Force be with you. Okay. All right, good night.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. This means you can share it with anyone, but do not change it or sell it. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
It's like sneezing, you know, not saying bless you or something.
There you go.
See you later, and may the Force be with you.